What's up, everybody? Dear Albie, this is... It's a crew that never misses. It really doesn't. Hi, Mom.
Hey, honey.
Dad, how are you?
I'm good.
That's good to hear. It's nice to... We don't do this enough. We're at Mom's house, which I very rarely get to.
I miss my boys. I don't see you anymore.
I'm trying to think of the last time I was even here.
It's got to be probably a month at least.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
Mother's
genuinely
Day?
Don't.
Mother's Day?
I genuinely don't remember.
I think it was Mother's Day. Did you come up here for Mother's Day?
I was going to say, did we come up here for Mother's Day?
Pretty sure you did.
Yeah, you were all here.
Yeah?
It's Mother's Day was the last time I saw you in the Franklin Lakes area.
Very, very long time. Dad, how you doing?
I'm good. No complaints.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
As always. So first of all, what have I missed?
Absolutely nothing. Not a damn thing.
It doesn't look like a lot happens around here.
No, it's a quiet place.
You know?
We're empty nesters, Al, right? We are true empty nesters.
It's quiet now.
It was weird. I was like back in the yard and I was like, oh my God, like it feels like the suburbs now.
Yes.
I'm just used to being sunburnt all the time.
Mm. I said that to you when you got here. I said, welcome to the country.
And I've been seeing you guys. Marky's really enjoying, she's like Eloise.
She truly is the Eloise. She's the Marcalise, whatever you want to call her. Because she, I was saying to Daddy the other day, she truly is the happiest when she's down in Asbury with you guys. And I don't know if it's because she misses you and Christopher and, she's happy to be with you guys. It was funny because when we were there the other day, we spent the whole day there, as you well know, on Father's Day because Daddy and Vito were working. So we decided to come down the shore. And then we went to dinner, and you were with Chelsea's dad for dinner. And I said, okay, Marky, we're going. And we were going with Christopher and Cassandra and Lauren and Urbano, right? And she looks at me. She goes, where's Al B and A? And I said, oh, they're with A's daddy. And she goes, she gets all teary-eyed. She goes, but I want to see Al B and A. So I really think she misses all of you, the four of you, and that's her way of seeing you. And it makes her happy because, you know, pretty much, you know, with the absence of Vito and Daddy, everybody was together.
She started working there. You guys sent me videos. I got like the worst anxiety when she runs around.
I don't know why you do.
I just do.
She's very well taken care of.
But she was like running around, like picking up garbage, selling her bono. Like she was pointing to things.
She was,
saying, like
she was running around the pool, literally working with her bono.
And then she's like singing and stuff. It's weird because I had a couple of people that I ran into. This happened today. Nando even stopped by, right? So Nando stops by. I haven't seen his daughter since, I mean, it's...
What, is she about two now?
Yeah, gotta be probably, you know, a little bit older. And they were down at, like, having a beach day and, like, full-blown car seat and all this other stuff. Meanwhile, I can remember her just kind of being in the background of old Dear Albie things. And I'm saying to myself, it doesn't feel like time has gone that fast.
Yeah.
But I feel like because of the way we're working, it just kind of zoomed by. Did you feel that way, Pop?
Yeah, Apple, I love the way Apple sends you little pictures, like kind of weirdly, randomly from your own phone. And it says, hey, 1 year ago today. And it happened to be Marky coming into the gym. In the basement, and she was just adorable.
Her little face, her face matured so much. That's what makes me sad to see. God bless her. I'm happy she's growing, but when you see that little face, and now she's not a little toddler anymore. She's a little girl.
Yeah, it was really like a little baby's face. You know, now she's got that, you know,
little girl
face.
Yeah, like she said to me the other day. She said, "Didi," I said, "What?" She goes, "You don't know this." And I said, "What?" She says, "I'm going to be 4 and a half soon. We're going to have a party." I said, "We're going to have a party?" She said, "Yeah." She goes, "Are you ready for this? Pop told me we were all going back to Disney World for when I was 4 and a half. And I'm like,
"You said 4 and a half?
4 and a half.
Yeah, I think I did. I think I said that.
It's getting wild, though, because she's like singing and dancing and everything. So it's becoming weird for me to watch from afar. But we had a bunch of things. I don't know if you guys have been listening to the show. Mom, just be professional, please. Put your phone on vibrate.
Alex was rushed to the hospital today. Greg's Alex.
Alex Cesarini?
Cesarini was rushed to the hospital.
Why?
Because of food poisoning, and I'm just checking on him. Apparently, he was whisked away in an ambulance.
He was whisked away in an ambulance?
Reggie Bennett following behind frantically in the car.
Why? So, like, was he out by himself?
He apparently they're in Rhode Island. They're in Provincetown. Where they spend the whole summer, month of June in Provincetown, and apparently ate some bad clams.
He had some bad clams.
Yes. No. So he's in the hospital.
I don't believe that for a minute. So they're not eating any clams.
So he's some, in the some jokes write themselves.
Yes. So he's in the hospital with food poisoning. He is home, but I just wanted to check on him, and I'm getting results. You know, the answer
back. What's going on? Is he anaphylactic? What's happening?
I said, I know you because Alex put a little video up on Instagram, a story of a lady dancing because he's happy with the weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I said, I know you're thrilled with the weight loss, but checking in to make sure all is well.
So he's lost weight, like, because of vomit?
Yes.
Or okay, got it.
I said, feel better. Love you both. Also, what a great adventure to be whisked away in an ambulance with Greg following at a demon speed.
Yeah.
So Greg hearted the message, and then he wrote, such a crazy day. Alex is home sleeping, and I'm having a martini watching a drag queen sing off key. Hoping he'll be back and play tomorrow morning. Love you. Thanks for checking in on us.
So Greg is out while Alex is still in the hospital?
No, he's having a martini home. Alex is home.
Okay.
Greg was with him in the emergency room. Mm-hmm. If you look at Greg's
Instagram. Well, where's home now? In the hotel in Providence?
No, they rented it. They rented a
B&B.
A B&B for the month of June in Providencetown. But can you just picture that? Picture Alex in an ambulance with Greg following behind, screaming in his car, trying to get him to the hospital.
Don't stop at the light! Get out of the way! Can you imagine if anybody, like, I could just imagine someone on a bike, okay? Like, all slowly going through a cross and walk intersection, and Greg just, what are you doing? Like, freaking out.
Just picture that
Is
scene.
He available to give us details on the scene?
He just texted me this minute, so if you want to,
text him and see if he's willing to call. If let's ask him if he's willing to call in. Dad, I don't know if you listened to the last show. You might recall this differently than I had. Do you remember Father Son Night?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember? Basically, it was like a forced talk, and they made us.
We watched the video.
Yeah, and it was a really weird. Like the video talk, but it's nothing. I was still very confused.
It was pretty graphic.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was pretty graphic.
I don't remember that at all. I remember like a nondescript cartoon.
No, maybe I blocked it out. It was a graphic video. It was kind of not a video. It was like a drawing.
Yeah, right.
You know,
it was like a weird, almost like a sketch. But I guess they kind of broke things down. I kind of remember though going home and it being a semi awkward ride home and just being like, I kind of feel like it was like not an awkward ride home because it was like I'm trying to piece the things together. And then I kind of feel like we abandoned ship on trying to make sense of it all.
Here's the beautiful thing about that. Lauren always says to me, well, you never told me about the birds and the bees. And I said, damn right I didn't, because I had, thank God, the school nurse told you. So we didn't have to. I remember you and I having the conversation like, this is great. Because we don't have to tell the kids anything. We're just going to go to school.
Yeah, mandatory sex education.
Yeah. But now it was different with the boys because the boys had father-son night.
Yeah.
The girls didn't have that. The nurse spoke to the girls.
Like individually?
In a classroom environment that she pulled the girls aside. So I was grateful for that because really, you know, what's the right way to talk to your kids about that without freaking them out? So I left it to the professionals. But Lauren... like, you never told me. I'm like, yeah, I didn't because I didn't have to.
Did you guys have totally different talk? Did they not bring that up when you guys were in school?
They didn't bring it up when we were in school.
No.
No, we really didn't. It wasn't as quite as advanced. They were a little bit more conservative about it. Mm. I think that was in high school already. That was middle school.
Mm. Well, elementary
not middle school.
Elementary. Yeah.
Yeah, so fifth grade.
I thought they rushed that.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Yes, when you think back now, they were in elementary school, and that was
very fifth
young.
Grade. I don't think until you have the working equipment, I don't think you need that education.
Got it.
And at that age, I don't think they're curious. I think middle school is where it should happen.
Yeah, you're not really into girls even at that point.
Oh yes, they are.
Fifth grade,
middle school.
They weren't in middle school. They were in grammar school.
That's my point. Grammar school is too young, and they should wait for to middle school.
So we're disagreeing on something we agree on. It's interesting.
You are not listening. You're not paying attention.
Oh, I am paying attention.
This is getting awkward. Did your parents sit you guys down, or did you have to figure it out for yourself?
No, I didn't have a clue.
No. Nobody told me anything.
No.
That's probably better off.
Your friends. Yeah. You talk about with your friends. That's the way it works.
Yeah, we used to sneak in the extra to movies when we were in grammar school.
Like in the theater?
How'd that happen? Yeah. How could that happen?
We were maybe eighth grade, ninth grade. I think it was eighth grade, actually.
What theater showed X-rated movies?
Well, I mean, we're talking about 1976 here. You know, I mean, it's a little different planet in 1976.
Like did regular theaters show it?
That's
or like
my
you
point.
Had an X-rated
right.
theater altogether?
No, it was an X-rated movie theater.
So, like, the entire theater, like, you couldn't go wrong.
Was it
like,
in
whatever,
a red
whatever,
light district?
Yeah, right.
Never anything except porn.
Right. But, like, when you went in, it was, like, a regular movie theater, like, in screen. Like, did you go and buy a ticket?
Yeah.
So you had to go in and buy a ticket.
You buy a ticket, and you go into the theater that's only showing porn.
Right. But So let me break this down, okay? So, if like, it's not like you're walking in saying, oh, how do I choose between E.T., Back to the Future, and Big? It's
right.
like you have you're going off the title in a poster, or there's just one screen in there, and they're playing with
plan. There were titles, of course, but
how'd you decide?
They were not relevant. I mean, we didn't care.
Wait a minute, I'm talking to Greg.
We didn't even care.
Okay, mm-hmm. I texted him. I said, "Albie wants to know if you're willing to call, and we are potting." And I just told the harrowing experience. We are dying laughing at the thought of you following the evidence. He said, "I can't because I'm in an actual theater watching this queen, but the ambulance driver screamed."
Wait, what?
The ambulance driver screamed in all caps, "Who the fuck is that in the Range Rover behind us? Tell him to slow the fuck down." And Alex had to text me from the gurney and Siri read it out loud.
So he was losing it.
Yeah. That's really great.
That's amazing. So he was riding their ass the entire time.
So now he's sitting in Provincetown in some theater watching a drag queen sing, having a martini while Alex is home recuperating.
That's incredible.
It's been a day.
That's amazing. Does Alex look different?
He's happy. He lost a few pounds.
So it was like a stomach thing.
Sure.
That's it. It wasn't
poisoning.
like when I eat shellfish.
No. Mm-hmm. It's not that. It was food poisoning.
Got it. Hey, guys. We cover a lot on this show, but as we've talked about before, we should seek out what's right for us and not compromise on what's most important. Our relationships should add value to our lives, especially in the bedroom. So why don't we think the same way about our sex toys? Dame Products is a woman-owned sex toy company making the next generation of vulva-tested, vulva-approved vibrators. Founded by a sex educator and an engineering whiz, Dame develops toys with the help of real humans and couples like you. They're closing the pleasure gap and helping the world one vulva at a time. Love that. Their vibrators and accessories are made with medical-grade silicone, smart design principles, and lots of love, earning glowing press from the New York Times, W Magazine, and many more. Whether you're a couple looking for an extra boost where it matters or on a journey of self-exploration, we're sure they'll earn a spot on your nightstand. I recommend the Eva, a couple's vibrator, giving you clitoral stimulation during a penetrative sex. Its flexible wings tuck under your labia for a snug fit. And the best part, Dame offers hassle-free returns within 60 days, so your satisfaction is literally guaranteed. Go to dameproducts.com/DearAlbie today for 15% off statewide. Again, go to dameproducts.com/DearAlbie today for 15% off statewide. This show is awesome. Even the ads are fun. Everything about this show is awesome. That's it. That's all I got to say. They didn't even ask me to say that part. Okay? They didn't even ask me. It's just facts. We're here getting into facts. Okay? Back to the show. So, Dad, so did you snuck in or you bought, like, you lied about your age?
Tickets,
you
yeah.
bought tickets.
Yeah, so, and sometimes we weren't. Sometimes they denied us and sometimes they let us in.
Right. So now, did you choose based on the title or did you just go to the first one?
We were all hanging out. It was actually in Willowbrook, in the mall.
Wow.
Wow, that's crazy.
And, you know where, what's there now?
The movie theater?
It was Harmony Hut for a long time, and then it became like a Sam Goody. And I don't know what's there now, but it's in that wing where the Apple Store is today. Right in the middle, there was a small game room. That's back in the day when game rooms were like, you know, pretty popular. And behind the game room, all the way in the back, there was a theater. And you went in, and then you watched a movie.
That's a really messed up place
That's
to
really
have a...
That's really nuts. Think about it. Think about
was
that.
Was that like a well-known thing that was there?
Yeah, yeah.
Think about that theater happening right now at this moment in today's society.
And can't do that.
You can't do it.
That's wild.
That is.
It's like a fucking.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we had no DVRs.
Oh, well, but, sorry.
We had no, you know.
Hey, listen, let the kid in. Yeah, right. No,
the Super 8, you know, he had the Super 8 projectors. You know, like if your father had a Super 8, I had a friend who his father had a Super 8 machine in some old, this really horrible porn. And he used to say, oh, my dad's, I found my dad's Super 8 player.
I'm just picturing you like with that sound of like you know, like with the reel going through.
Yeah, how to hear the noise. The ticking and the lights. And, you know, it was terrible.
That's a lot of work to go through for all that.
Yeah.
That's a really.
You know, very much like the movie Bachelor Party.
But walk in there and like, is the theater full?
No, but there was, you know. Random people half, you know, probably half full any given night.
Mm.
You know, we typically would go on a Friday. Our parents would drop us off at the mall, you know, and, you know, they wouldn't know
kids.
We went. They had no idea what we were
doing.
Don't
get into any trouble.
Yeah, that's totally just, I was going
to
say
it was
totally
the same
jacked.
Era that we used to answer the random phone carousel we talked about in the previous podcast, if you remember.
Yeah, I was actually going to bring that up. I was going to say, so basically you went from the phone carousel to
whatever
that was.
Yeah, we go catch a porn flick. And there you go.
Typical Friday night.
Catch a flick. Unreal. I had a couple of things happen. Number one, I realized on a day-to-day basis, I really just work in the craziest place on earth.
Sure, though.
And because no matter what you do, no matter how, like, you know, you make improvements to something or whatever, it's still a wild card of the New Jersey Shore.
Mm.
And you just don't know what's going to walk in. You don't know what's going to happen. You just have to kind of embrace the weirdness of it all. So
embrace the culture of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm standing yesterday, maybe it was 2 days ago, whatever it was, and I hear screaming, like blood-curdling screaming. Like,
I wanna know who's
really,
screaming.
Really loud. But you know what? So it was like, I turn the corner, and it's like, the noise was like, if Danny DeVito, because the guy looked like Danny DeVito a little bit, was in Birdcage.
Okay.
Okay? So.
So flamboyant Danny DeVito.
And if Birdcage took place in Staten Island.
Oh, wow. You got it all.
Okay? Yeah, there's a lot. Like, yeah, he's going, you haven't. I'm going back. You haven't heard me yell yet. You haven't heard me yell yet. He's screaming, right? I go back. Two poor girls at the other end of the counter, okay? And I'm standing there. It's like the middle of the day. It's like a random Tuesday. Like, nothing going on, you know? You haven't heard me yell! And I'm like, what the hell is going on? This guy's there. He's in a cut-off T-shirt. No sleeves, okay? All, like, you know, crazy hair, whole thing. All slick back. He's got the gold chains on, the whole whatever. I'm like, man, this is embarrassing, but I feel like I'm going to have to speak this guy's language in a second. And I'm walking up to the desk, and they go, you got to talk to this guy. And I'm like, what's going on? He goes, what's going on? What's going on? Your elevators don't work. And I'm like, well, what are you talking about? He goes, well, my key won't work in the elevator. I got to get in my room. I got to get in my room. And she's looking at me, and they're like, ow, they're trying to call me over. I'm like, all right, what room is it, right? So he goes, oh, it's, you know, it tells me the room. And I go up to the desk, and I'm like, well, what's going on? They go, he checked out.
Oh, wow. So the key was deactivated.
Yeah. So, of course. So yeah, the elevator doesn't work. I go, well, you know, that's for. He goes, why do you have to get in your room? I go, first of all, it's not your room anymore. I go, that's why it doesn't work. Number two, it's for your safety. I don't need safety. I got knives. I got guns. I go, not here.
Oh,
you don't.
God.
I go, not here. I go, oh, okay, you need to calm down right now, right? So he's like very, he's like a little Sonic the Hedgehog looking guy. He's getting very gerbily and he's just kind of chirping, right? So I notice at this point it starts getting a little weird. The first thing I ask is, was he really staying here? And he did check out, right? I go, well, what's going on? He goes, I lost my phone. I got to get in my room. All right, man. All right, relax. I go, I'm going to send housekeeping. No, you're not sending housekeeping nowhere. I'm going up there. I want to make sure because they're going to steal my phone. All right, dude. Tell you what. We're going to go up there together. Now I got to see this through. Now I'm just fascinated, right? And he says, I grab a room key and I take all the guests that are there. I let them all go in the elevator first. I'm like, no, you're staying here. Me and you are going to go up, you know, but I grab one of the interns and we're going to go up.
Right.
Okay. And so now me, him, and this other guy are about to get in. As we're doing that and the guests are walking in, there's a guest with a dog. He goes, you let dogs in here? I said, yeah. Cause it's a dog friendly hotel. I said, yeah. He goes, they could have COVID.
The dogs could have COVID.
I said,
he's not worried about people having it. He's worried about the dog.
I said, so, I go, I don't, I literally just looked at him and I said, I'm not entirely sure how you want me to respond to that. Right. Okay. Now, we then, we get in the elevator, take him up to the room. They were just cleaning it. You know, he's in there. The guy immediately, dog-like, gets on his hands and knees. He goes, I'm going to look under the bed. I think it's under the bed. Now he's telling me about his night last night. He goes, oh, man. He goes, I got a little too shangad at the place last night. He goes, I was with this broad. You had to see her. She was unbelievable. Unbelievable. You married? You married, kid? Don't get fucking married. Don't get married. This is exactly how he sounded, all right? It's kind of weird how good I'm doing this impression right now. But a bright pink thing looked like crazy. Going around, and when he gets on his hands and knees, he's looking under the bed. Can't find the phone, right? Goes down to the couch, gets down. Now with this intern kid, and me and him are looking at each other. I'm like, I can't even believe this is happening. When he gets under the bed, okay, he farts loud, like loud, but like a squeak thing, right? He goes, he does it again, man on, as he's farting loud, okay. I'm like, dude, listen. I go, did you find the phone? He goes, I can't believe it. I must have left it in the restaurant. I apologize. There'd be quite a scene down there, and I was like. Yeah, you did. I said, well, maybe I say to the girls, you know, as you're leaving, he goes, I didn't mean to make a scene. Everyone's working hard. They're working hard. And he just leaves.
You know, it's unfortunate about that because then you have passerbys that are at the hearing, this lunatic yelling.
Yeah.
And they assume it's something wrong. You did wrong, and he's just a lunatic.
So now he leaves, and like, catch him, but he's by the pool later, and then, you know, there was something going on. I don't know, but the cops or whatever later on down the line, nothing bad. He just seemed to be talking to them, but just a complete out of control. And I don't know, it was just weird, but you know, I digress. But it's we work in the weirdest place in the world,
and summer hasn't even began.
No, not really,
right? We're not even in July,
not really. But he was going on and on to me saying, don't get mad, I'm divorced twice.
Oh, well, I don't know why.
I was like, geez, I mean, I said, you just seem like, I go, you just seem to have such a kind disposition. I don't know how that would happen.
Yeah,
you know, you guys just kind of get along easy. But anyway, we got a couple of questions here that we'll get into real quick. Before that, Mom, you're going on. You know, you've been going on about this Britney conservatorship thing.
I'm worried about her.
I'm trying to understand it.
Mm, it's tragic, is what it is.
What's going on?
Well, her father has a conservatorship over her, and as I understand from listening over the years, that once someone has a conservatorship on you, it is nearly impossible to have it removed. Now, I didn't understand how really in depth this goes, but apparently. She can't even go if she wants to change the color of her kitchen cabinets, for instance, she has to get her father's permission. She can't go out and spend her own hard work, you know, earn money by herself. She can't decide to go on a vacation by herself. She can't go in a car with her boyfriend without permission. She apparently has an IUD that has been inserted in her. Think about that. What year? What planet are we on that you have an IUD inserted in you and you want to take it out and you can't because
you got to have a really hard. There's got to be like a hardcore reason for that. No,
listen.
Like what brought this on?
We don't. But you have to understand when this happened, she was in her early 20s or mid 20s. She's going to be 40, and she was in her mid 20s along with all the pressures of fame and everything that goes with it at an incredible level. So apparently she did snap, understandable, right? But I kind of feel like she's getting taken advantage of, and I think her dad is making, like, again, this is just from hearsay pieces together, which I really shouldn't go by because we know the way that story goes.
We do.
But she was tweeting a lot today, apparently, just telling the things that she's been going through.
Mm-hmm.
And she is really going through it and has been going through it. And what's sad is because when you're that frustrated, I would imagine, and you just start shooting from the, like, bump, 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 this, that, you almost appear crazy. But is she crazy or has she just had enough? You know what I mean? And I really feel for her. And I feel like maybe the best thing for her to do is get evaluated, you know, from somebody that doesn't have any skin in the game, if you will, and just get a true mental evaluation.
Well,
that's
the judge's
her.
Call. That's where you gotta, that's where you stop. What the bottom line is, I don't think it's the government's right or law or the judiciary's right to tell somebody that they have to watch how they spend their money. So if she wants to go out there and make $1 million and blow it on lollipops, that's right. her right to
she
do that.
She earned it, right?
That's a problem.
Her hard work.
So we don't need her father involved. She's a 40-year-old woman almost, or she is 40 or turning 40. There's no reason for her to be not in control of her money.
To no extent.
It doesn't matter. If she can make it, she should be able to spend it. It doesn't matter if she blows it. Her father's on the gravy train making all kinds of money, $18,000 a week or month or whatever he's making is wrong.
And how about this? If she is stable enough to go out on tour, if she's stable enough to perform and make this money, and that comes along with rehearsals and you know, doing everything which you have to be of sound mind to do.
I don't think any of that matters. Here's what matters, okay? Is she a danger to the general public?
Right.
Or she is a danger to the public at large? Or can you prove that she's a danger to herself,
right,
that she may kill herself or something like that? I don't think those are even in question. I don't think anybody's even saying any of that. I think it's really a money grab. Daddy got carried away here and doesn't want the gravy train to end because he probably has nothing to do without having that. And it's a disgrace. She should be able to make all the money she wants and blow it if that's what she wants
exactly.
to do.
Exactly. It's tragic. Mm. Tragic. And I am sure that, you know, she may have had issues in the past, you know, mental issues in the past, but this certainly isn't helping anything. And, you know, when you're that frustrated and she's just screaming for help, you know, it's just awful. And I think that the judges and everything have to really take a very deep look into this and just let her live, man. It's been long enough.
I think it's the politicians have to get involved. I don't think there should be a law that judges can apply to take someone's money away from them. It just doesn't make any sense. It should be limited. The government's authority, the government should limit the authority by law to keep people safe, and that's all. You should not be able to tell somebody they can't spend their money the way they want to spend it.
Exactly.
And it's just wrong.
It's crazy. Crazy.
So they're doing what? They're in court today?
Well, she's back in court today, I believe, and she's just frustrated. And she's like she's listened to my story. Please listen to, please. And she's going on. This happened. This happened. This is like bum 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 bum, and it's just it's so sad. It's heartbreaking, because okay, you're good enough to do this. You're good enough to be an earner, but you can't say I want to go on vacation. You can't say I want to go shopping. That's not a threat to society. That's not a threat to anybody except your bank account, right? So what's the real issue here? You know, I could understand years ago when she went off the rails, you know, if you remember those days. But then that, you're talking about a 20-year-old kid. You're not talking about a 40-year-old woman. Mm. It's really, really sad, and I feel terrible for her. So I'm with it. Free Britney, man. Free her. I'm all there
you
for
look,
her.
You look really pumped up about
I'm
it.
I'm sad
you,
for
you,
her.
You look very, you know.
I'm bothered by it. Mm. Very much.
Hey guys, just stepping in to let you know this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Life is full of stressors. It doesn't matter who you are or what you have. Your life is probably stressful. We have an entire show dedicated to this, as you guys know. I am like the most stressed out dude I know. I'm not shy about it. And honestly, of all the things that we've actually gotten involved with, I'm most proud to actually be working with BetterHelp. They've definitely been a huge, huge asset for me personally. And you just unload the stress, get it out. You talk to someone who's completely unbiased about your life, someone who isn't going to judge you or take sides on anything. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. I've used that personally. That's very, very helpful, especially if you're just getting into therapy. It's awesome. And it's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Unload the stressors and get some unbiased feedback. You'd be pretty surprised what you might gain from it. See if it's for you. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Dear Albie listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/DearAlbie. That's BETTERHELP.com/DearAlbie. Really, really awesome. Thank you guys so much for the support. Check them out. I use it myself, and they're great. Hit them up. Back to the show.
We did have a chime. This came from Nicole at the Berkeley. It says, Al, would you rather work a night in the dish pit or use reusable toilet paper? I'm kind of getting famous for my nights in the dish pit lately. So I'm there a lot. And so it makes this pretty easy a decision. I don't know if you guys heard about this or saw this. Jules posted, reusable toilet paper is a thing.
Here's the thing with the reusable toilet paper. I was listening to your last podcast. I don't believe it's one long roll.
There was another one that I, as I looked deeper into it, and we owe Dad an apology because we went on and on about the wand. Can you just imagine, you know, the reusables? It appears to Velcro.
That's what I'm saying. It's individuals that break apart.
But that's terrible.
Well, think about this. You don't remember this, obviously, because you weren't even born. Back in our day, I'm talking about my younger brothers and sisters. I remember having the cloth diapers, and they would do their business in the diaper, and we would take it off them with the diaper pins, the safety pins, everything, and we used to go take it, wash it out in the toilet, like dump everything in the toilet, like rinse it like that, then put it in the sink, and then wash it out with soap.
Like a regular sink?
And a regular sink, the bathroom sink, and then there was an actual diaper pail with a deodorizer in it that you would put in with a bag, and that the diaper service would come every week and take the diapers. Oh, you don't remember that because
UPS used to deliver the diapers. Yeah.
Like so, laundry?
They're just cloth diapers.
There was a diaper person?
Yes. Yeah, laundry service.
There were cloth diapers, and they're really so much nicer than what you use now, but in one way. But, you know, when the mom changed the baby, basically you had to go to a toilet or a bathtub or somewhere you could rinse them out, and you had to really rinse them out really good, and then you would put them in some kind of a bag, and then they would get washed, and you would get different ones. Of course, you would just get another batch.
You would leave the bag outside on the front, like the milkman.
You'd
leave a bag.
Yeah, they give you a bundle of cotton diapers, and you had to use safety pins to keep them on.
So I guess it's the same theory.
It was a pain in the neck,
you know, which is okay. It's weird. I could understand people wanting to use it. Again, back in the day, that's what a diaper was.
Well, I don't know how. I just Googled reusable toilet paper, and it comes on a roll, and you put it on the regular toilet paper roll, but I don't believe it tears, and I have no idea how you would reuse it.
Because Jules or somebody posted a photo of it, and it looked clearly like it was a bunch of them together that would just come off. Now, here's another thought. You just said Velcro.
Mm.
What if you get the Velcro part?
In the anus.
Yeah. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that we really don't need to save the planet that desperately.
I agree.
That we have to reuse. Right.
But it was a thing back in our day in the 70s when kids, you know, and prior to, of course, when kids were growing up and there was the cloth diaper. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not as offended by the cloth diaper. The reusable toilet paper is not my thing, though.
It's the same principle.
Not really sure.
I guess it freaks you out because you don't remember that. So, you know. So.
Well, that was long gone by the time he came around.
Right. That's my point. So
wore that?
No. Nope. Your Aunt Fran and all that, she wore
them. I wish you wore them. We were spending $300 a week on diapers when the three of you were in diapers at the same time.
Yeah. Hey, man. It's what it is.
Yeah.
So, you got a Greg update there? What do you got?
No, he just texted me and Lauren. He called himself Cruella DeVille. He's very upset as well about, he just texted me, read Britney Spears' full statement against conservatorship. I am traumatized. And he wrote to me, my heart. So Greg, actually, I just posted something on Instagram that I stole from Greg Bennett's Instagram. Thanks for the photo credit.
No, I think we have to all just make it uncomfortable for the government to allow this to continue, whatever that means.
She's good enough to stand in front of hundreds of thousands of people on TV and on thousands of people in a stadium, but she can't go for buy her own peanut butter if she wants it? What is that? That's insane. That is the definition of insanity, this poor thing.
Yeah.
I say it again, free Britney.
No, it's a money grab on the father's part. There's no question about it in my mind.
I don't know how I missed all this.
Because you are in a fog, my son.
Yeah, probably.
You are in a Berkeley fog.
Probably.
Got to get out.
I don't know how I missed it.
What are you doing to your head?
I got a little sinus thing going on.
Well, I can hear it in your voice. It's all clogged up.
Yeah. It's I got a little just like a little common cold thing. Because they're saying everybody had masks on for so long.
Mm-hmm.
So like we really weren't exchanging germs. like of the regular type.
So it's all bottled up. It went back in.
And now they're just saying they're just like this. It's bad with kids now, especially these
colds.
Well,
did you see about the did you see about the vaccine today that the CDC said that there is a possibility that the vaccine has an effect on teenagers and their hearts?
I heard a whole story about that. It's nothing.
I haven't read it yet, though. Yeah.
Like five cases in per million, and it's very easily curable.
Are you guys getting the vaccine? What are you guys going
to
do?
My way to get the vaccine when we found out we had the disease.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So now I have what they call, Candace calls it the cape.
Well, I guess we haven't really chatted about this on the show. Or I suppose we have, but I don't know if I put that episode out. But both you guys had a run in.
Mm. I was fine. I just lost my sense of taste and smell. That was it. Dad wound up in the hospital. Pneumonia.
So Dad got a vacation.
6 days.
You know?
6 days he was in the hospital.
Yeah, it wasn't so bad. It was good.
But he made sure when he was in the hospital that I went and I got the antibodies.
Yeah, I learned about in the hospital. They were telling me, so too bad you didn't come down when you first thought you had it. I didn't know, but they, if you go to the emergency room, they give you a antibody transfusion.
Within 48 hours of...
Not transfusion.
Treatment.
A cocktail.
Yeah.
Within 48 hours of testing positive.
And
so I was
within
48 hours.
You just don't get that sick once you have that.
Hmm.
You get a head start on making your own antibodies. But yeah, but right now I have plenty of antibodies for at least another couple months, so... When we get around to August, unless I plan on traveling and you need to.
Right.
Unless you need
so
some.
They say it's 3 or 4 months that you have the antibodies and that are most effective.
The doctors at the hospital told me do not get a shot before August. Do not get a shot.
Hmm.
And there's so many people telling you so many different things. If I do get a shot, when I do, I'll get the Johnson & Johnson one shot and one and done. And that's it.
Delightful. Well, hey, it was nice having you both. Maybe you guys stick around. We got Candace coming back, finally.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's got to be raring to go. So much going on with Candace. You have to talk to her about Marky and how she's Marky's cheer coach. Did you know that?
I heard a little bit about it. We got into it. I mean, we've got about a month of updates.
I threatened her.
Since
I said,
that.
Don't you be all the sports mom on my baby.
Well, she's here, I believe so.
I hear footsteps.
Can't wait.
Catch you guys later.
Love you. Okay.